All right. Welcome, everyone. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. It's good to see you all here. Please come on in, find a seat. There are plenty of open seats. It's good to have so many of you with us as we celebrate Christmas here at Fellowship Bible Church. And with the Sideways Kids Choir and with all the friends, I want to take just a minute to go through the structure of tonight's service. So if you got one of these this morning and brought it back, then this has the order that we'll be going through. And I'll just talk through it. It's a carols and lessons service. So it starts off with a reading. So there are five readings. Anticipating the Lord Jesus Christ is the first reading. The coming Messiah and the prophet as prophet and king, that's the second reading. And then for each reading, there's a carol that goes with it. So we've paired those together. And the different groups will come up and do the carol that goes with the lesson. All the readings are going to be taken from this book. This is John MacArthur's One Perfect Life. And this is a harmony, so it's got different scripture. So he's taken verses from all different books and put them together in new and different ways just to kind of make a narration and just to have a harmonic telling of Jesus' story. So it is all scripture, but it's kind of taken and reworked into a narrative. So we hope you enjoy this service and that it's a blessing to you. We do have one announcement. Margaret was sick tonight and couldn't attend, so Ashley Whittle agreed to play for us in her place. That's during the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we'll enjoy hearing from Ashley tonight. And with that, I think we'll pray and get started. If you'll bow with me. Dear Lord, we thank you for just this opportunity to praise you again, to retell the story, to anticipate the coming Messiah, and to celebrate the great shepherd that takes away the sins of the world, and to sing praise to Jesus Christ, our prophet, priest, and king. Lord, we pray that you'd add your blessing to this service. We do it all for the glory of your name. In your name, amen. I guess we're going to start with a hymn this evening. If you'll stand, turn to number 231, O Come All Ye Faithful, 231.
Come all ye faithful, joyful.
Thank you. You may be seated.
As we anticipate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the scriptures read, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. There is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for Him, the one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. That serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' And then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' The serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. The woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself.' And he said, 'Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded that you should not eat?' The man said, 'The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the fruit, and I ate.' For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law of sin and death. All we like sheep have gone astray. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. The soul who sins shall die, for the wages of sin is death. And you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Therefore, as though one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
Shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, grow with good celestial leading, never fail.
some words about the coming Messiah as prophet and king. For Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice from the time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding up on a donkey, the colt, the foal of a donkey. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. It is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins."
Thank you. This reading concerns the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. That was the true light which gives life to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Jesus' miraculous birth explained to Joseph. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with the child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin will be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
you, you'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men, and he will save the rest. Glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men, and he will save the rest. Glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men, and he will save the
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
don't we have the parents stand so that you can have your children come to you? All those of you that have been with us for a while know that we can't have our Christmas evening service without one final song. So if you'll stand with me, we're going to sing On the Very First Christmas. These are, it's a modification to the 12 Days of Christmas, and you'll see up there the new words. So we'll sing this together as Bonnie plays for us On the Very First Christmas. And then you'll be dismissed to the reception in the back.
On the very first Christmas, the
On the very first Christmas, the angels came to say, I didn't put that on the slide. The angels came to say, angels. Okay, sorry. That one's on me. That one's on me. Let's start again.
On the very first Christmas, the angels came to say to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to say, fear ye not, to the shepherds. On the very first
Thank you. You are dismissed. Please join us for the reception in the back.